You're listening to Sunday Reflections on Gripped.
This week we have the gospel of the unjust judge and the woman who is pestering him to get justice done to her. So that is the gospel passage. So I just had a few thoughts on that. In the beginning, Jesus told his disciples a parable about the need to pray continually and never lose heart. And I suppose this is really the center of our Christian life, to never lose sight of the fact that we have to basically continue pray, that we need to have that connection with God, that openness of heart, that search towards God at all times. And the more we make that part of our day, the more, I suppose, we can see how God starts to work in our lives and the stronger our faith becomes. It really allows us allows God to make a difference in our lives. But we need to kind of start that process, I suppose. And the only way to really discover what it is to have God that close to us is if we start praying. So that is really central. I was in a mission in Derry last week. It's always great if you gather people, community in prayer, I suppose, for the week. Usually an early morning mass, or people might come to a mid-morning mass, and then devotions, adoration and rosary, and a little bit of a preaching and benediction in the evening. But it is great to see how many people are really touched by just doing that. And it's great for so many to have that experience and carry it with them. But it is something that I suppose it should really trigger us. And I think most people who have gone on a retreat or have done something, given time to God, even if it is an adoration or I suppose an extended time of adoration or a few days in a row, we kind of notice that difference within us. But we should really carry that with us, I suppose, and carry it over to bring that with us in our day-to-day life. And that is, I suppose, partly what the parable is about. First of all, that yes, it will take time. We have to be patient. We need to allow God to work in our lives, but it is more, we need to allow ourselves to be aware where God works in our lives. We know that God will respond, but sometimes we just need to persevere a little bit. And that is, I suppose, the same with a lot of our relationships with the people around ourselves. I mean, friendships don't start by just one or two meetings. It is by continually meeting the person and get to know them, kind of start to know what we kind of expect what they will say, and we kind of anticipate, I suppose, to a certain extent, their reactions. And that's the same with God. We need to kind of learn to follow God, and we need to kind of start to learn to listen to him and to have him in our lives. And that will take time, and that's where the patience comes in. But we do know that God will always listen to us, that he will always help us to find him in our lives. But that we do need to give it a little bit of time. Like the widow, it might seem to us that we have to pester God, but he will respond. But we do know that we need to put the effort in. God will always do what is right, and he will give us what is right, and he will help us to walk in the way that he has desired for us, that he wants us to walk on, if we just allow that to happen. But I think just the last line of the gospel is interesting as well. Jesus says, but when the Son of Man comes, will he find any faith on earth? And I think that is an important aspect as well to kind of see. Yes, for example, if we go on a retreat, like on the mission, God does show that he is there to us. He will help us to see. And I think a lot of people have that experience. But if we don't engage with it, it never really becomes real. It never becomes that central aspect in our lives that God wants to be. I mean, we can leave God on a distance to a certain extent, but we never really make that impact in our lives. He never really becomes that part of our life that really kind of connects to us. So when Jesus says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find any faith on earth? Well, it is a real question, but it is a question we have to ask ourselves. Are we actually giving God the time to allow him to do the justice to us as he did for the widow? Do we allow him to help us really to discover him? It's up to us to open our hearts and allow him to come into our lives.